Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 11:03 a.m. Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. Yes. Okay. So I was really lame. My legs were just climbing the stairs was a challenge. I'm better today. I've been stretching them and trying to get back to it. Yesterday was one of those, the morning got away from me before I even knew about it. Today was almost like that. Tomorrow's going to be a problem. I got to go to the dentist at 10 o'clock, which means I have to get out early. It's a nice day. Put this phone back in my pocket here. Now that I'm out of the wind, wind is raw. But it's a beautiful blue sky day. Scattered clouds, a little bit of high puffy clouds scattered around. But mostly it's a beautiful blue sky day there. It's gorgeous. I'm walking fast. I don't know why I'm walking so fast. I'm just trying to get back. I got so much I want to do today. I've been working for the last couple days with the Recommend Fiction Writers Colorado Gold Contest people, trying to put together a process that doesn't kill people. It's an unwieldy thing with 200-300 people submitting novel-length works. They don't send the whole novel, they just send the first 4,000 words and then a 750-word synopsis. But they come in and the records get established and then an intake judge handles the format. So it's they've got a specific format that it's supposed to be. And I've been an intake judge now for a couple of years. And I gotta tell you, simple directions. It's not complicated. Double spaced. That's it. Double spaced. No space ahead of paragraphs, no space after paragraphs. Double spaced. Indent first line of paragraphs. Manuscript format. So it's not, you know, every paragraph starts with an indent, first or not. And chapters, if you happen to have more than one chapter in your 4,000 words, you should have at least one. Chapter heads start one third of the way down the page. And 1-inch margins all around. Font is typically any serif font, 12 point, not 10 point, not 11 point, not 14 point, not Arial, serif font, like Times, or Georgia, or hell, even Courier New would work. But probably over the last couple of years, 20% of the people failed one or more of those very simple formatting rules. Failed them all. I've given zeros for formatting, which technically is out of bounds. I'm supposed to give them at least 1 point for having a format. But yeah, that's, look, this is, we're supposed to be judging this on the basis of, okay, this is a contest, but we're judging it on the basis of a professionally prepared manuscript. That's the primary rule. Is this a professionally prepared manuscript? And in the absence of other instruction, I'm fine with it. They use underline instead of italics. They use quotes instead of italics. I don't care. They use quotes around a novel title and italicize a short story. I don't care. I'm looking at the margins. I'm looking at the spacing. I'm looking at the font size. I'm looking at the word count. Well, since we put your blinker light on while I was still on the sidewalk, I might have been able to stop and let you go by, but since you waited until you were right at the intersection to put it on, fuck you. Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry. I try not to drop F-bombs while I'm walking, because it's just so easy. Once you get going, it's like, F-bomb, F-bomb, F-bomb. F-bomb this, F-bomb that. F-bomb all these things. No, 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 no. We're not going there. We're going to keep a positive, cheerful, upbeat, upright, upstanding. Oh, straighten your back, stupid. So yeah, today I'm a little bit wound. You can probably tell. I'm a tad on the hyper side. In part because I've had enough sleep. Still, I've gone to bed earlier. I haven't gone to bed at like 1 in the morning anymore. I've been foolishly waiting till way too late in the day to even start my writing. So I'm getting in the requisite one sprint. And I have to say, the sprint, over time, that one sprint in the evening is getting longer. It's getting fuller. So it's still the same amount of time, but I'm doing more words, which is pretty cool. Of course, I'm at the stage where the story is really dragging me along. I've got one chapter that I'm trying to finish. It's a long chapter. I'm probably going to have to break it up. Angela Pirano and Violet Austin are getting their heads together and raising trouble. Causing trouble. Raising Cain. Whatever. I didn't mention that I'm hiking right along here, didn't I? Because I'm hiking right along here. Oh, jeez. I'm yawning, trying to get enough oxygen in my blood to keep up with the stuff I'm burning here, I guess. So the book is the book. And I'm talking to a cover artist who can give me a cover by the end of April. Actually, two covers, because I'm going to redo Cape Grace. So that I've got a pair of matching cars. And with any luck, he's supposed to call me. I hate talking on the phone, but he's going to call me and talk to me on the phone. And see if we can't work something out. He will probably call before I get back. But, be that as it may. His window of opportunity closes slowly as I'm chugging along here. I am ready for lunch. I just thought I would share that with you because I think that may be why I'm in a hurry to get back, because I'm hungry. get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Okay. About halfway. Getting there. So, what else? I don't know. I've been playing Banished. I've been playing too much Banished. Banished is a good game. I'm playing vanilla. I discovered there are actually mods for it. But I'm still trying to get the last few achievements. I'm not sure how far down that rabbit hole I want to get. 20 wells. Okay, I can make 20 wells. That's just a matter of having enough stone. How much stone is it? 20 times 40. 800 stone? Really? Is that all? Yeah, 800 stone. It doesn't even matter where I put them. I just have to have them on the map somewhere. And that gives me an achievement. There's a couple others. One is Master Builder, where you have to have all of these funky buildings in large numbers. So like 4 churches and 5 hospitals and 4 boarding houses. That's a lot of material. It's a lot more than 800 stones. I might try it. There's one that's a mining one. There's a quarry one. I have to have a coal mine open for 4 years with 60 people. 2 coal mines, actually, with 30 each. That's a lot of people. I started a new game yesterday. I got tired of messing with the old one. The maps are fun to work around. They're fun to play on. It's sort of like Minecraft, except you're not building block by block. And you just tell your builder to build a house. You have to have materials. So it's like one step removed. It reminds me a lot of Railroad Tycoon. Tycoon 2 is on Steam. That might be fun. I need to write, though. I need to finish this book. This weekend coming up, the 22nd through the 24th. 5th. 22nd, 23rd. 24th, 25th. Friday through Monday is Novelrama. 25,000 words in 4 days. Now, at the point where this story is right now, 25,000 words should finish it. 25,000 words should be enough to knock it. And then I can start the first Barbarian book on April 1st for Camp Nano. I am doing Camp Nano with the Dizzy Dragons. We've got a cabin, and the Dizzy Dragons are all going to play in the same cabin. I don't know. I've never done. I didn't realize there were 3 Nanos over the course of the year. There's Camp Nano in April. There's another Camp Nano in July. And then a third one in November. So yeah, if I can get the Barbarian book done. And then I've got Kip Ayers and this new guy, Jesse Young, to do covers for me. And I think I've seen some of his work. His work is really quite good. So I'm hoping that he's gonna be able to do something reasonable for under $1,000. So it would cost me if I went to Kip, he's gonna go charge me $500 a piece for 2. And I don't blame him, his work is excellent. He can't keep up with it, so he's charging what the market will bear, and God love him for that. It's just for a recover and a new cover, that's You know, putting a new cover on South Coast is like, really? The more I look at it, the more I see that cover and go, that's really awkwardly branded. Okay, we're coming out into the wind again. Wow. Let's make my jacket sail open here. Keep my head down, keep my cap on. That wind is brisk. So, that's where I am. Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, getting ready for the Colorado Gold. Almost back, which is good. So the snow is mostly gone. Somebody has gone in up along the frozen part up there by West 20th. They've plowed it. They got a. Well, they took a pickup truck with a plow on it up on the sidewalk. Scraped all the grust off it. It's still icy, but it's not painful to walk on. So anyway, here we are, out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.